My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mike, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you. Thanks for this film. And I'll jump ahead to say at the end of this, you ask people, hey, did you like it? Do you want another? I like it.
Well, good. You know what? Based on your recommendation alone, I'm going to go into production for the sequel this afternoon.
Well, I would
much obliged.
I would say you could take maybe a half a day off and then go into the sequel, because I could tell it was a labor of love, but you just don't turn out a film like this overnight. So, Mike, we gave away a little bit of the angles you're pursuing here. Why the need to do this at this point? To put all that into it with all the myriad of other things that you're involved in.
In 1998, every Gallup survey that was conducted indicated that 70% of Americans described themselves as either intensely or extremely patriotic. Today, that number is 38%, and with Americans under 35 years of age, that number is closer to 18%. So something's happened over the last 25 years or so, and not being an expert, I don't know what to tell you precisely, but patriotism is on the ropes, probably because it's been conflated in so many ways with politics. And the reason I thought it would be good to do a movie like this, aside from the fact that I've never done it before and it sounded like fun, was that I still think, in spite of all the divisiveness, I still think there's some things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree are worth standing for. And I wanted to write 9 individual stories about those things, and I wanted to stitch them together with a field trip on steroids to Washington, D.C., where we see some of the monuments and memorials and statues that, unfortunately, have been under assault these last couple of weeks, and put it out there, just to see what happens.
Well, without giving anything away, I would say the opening, you can't do any better the way you and the producers, Mike, take a situation that seems like it's ripped from today and transpose it back to when it originally happened. And you have a president and you also have a secretary of state in the office who became a president. And I think, too, you do a good job of talking about Presley O'Bannon and the Marines. In other words, highlighting some of these people that we have lost over the period of time.
It's funny, isn't it, the way the headlines always feel so new and the times we're living in always feel so consequential to us and unprecedented to us. Of course, that's not the case. You know, there's no such thing as a new idea, and there's really not much new under the sun in the way of history. It's so easy, though, to forget that. And part of what I wanted to do in the film is to identify a couple of things in our past that feels so present today. And just, you know, without hitting it too obviously on the head, make the point that we've been here before. We've been there. We've done that. You know, the war on terror didn't begin on 9/11. And even though I wasn't there to see the Emancipation signed or the Declaration written, we have enough proof to put together a really interesting tale that you haven't heard before about how both those things came to pass.
That is the other part, too. And then, Mike, I've been on radio stations, and over your career, I don't know if you've ever interacted. I didn't meet Paul Harvey, but even in the time of Rush Limbaugh, I remember there were points where at noon you would carry some of Paul Harvey. Some stations carried the whole 15 minutes, which wasn't just the rest of the story. It was a sense of an American voice that people loved and were unified by in Paul Harvey.
I'll tell you, I miss him. You know, my podcast is an homage to Paul. Mine is called The Rest of the Story. Mm-hmm. His, of course, is called, mine's called The Way I Heard It. His was called The Rest of the Story. And, you know, for me, it was a transistor radio up by the woodpile where my dad and I would split wood every weekend, and we'd listen to those tales, and they were so captivating. You know, history with mystery, and it was impossible not to listen until you got to the end. And so I miss that, you know, and to your point, I miss Charles Kuralt and Studs Terkel and George Plimpton, and I'll never be able to fill their shoes, but to follow in their footsteps, you know, that's a privilege. And hopefully what the movie does, you know, it's a history movie for people who don't typically watch history movies, but it's also a look back at a kind of storytelling that is both familiar, I hope, but also kind of distant. And so combining the two struck me as an interesting thing to do.
And Mike, you make the point this is made for theaters. You'll be able to see it in a theater. That's the thing where we have that experience we've gotten away from, the old, you know, being an audience in a theater. That's part of the draw. That's part of the thing that you remember. You feel the emotion rather than just seeing it yourself on some other platform.
Maybe it's a stretch, you know, but when you think about all of the different ways we used to come together as a people, whether it was in church or whether it was the JCs or the Rotary or the Lions Club or the Boy Scouts or the Future Farmers of America or Skills USA, those civic-minded institutions, they're important. I think the country still needs them. And to the extent that we are divided today, you know, I wonder sometimes if it's because we don't come together the way that we used to. You know, especially, honestly, man, I think there's still some PTSD after the lockdowns, and, you know, getting people together shoulder to shoulder to experience a thing. You know, I'm old enough to remember must-see TV on Thursday night, where on Friday morning everybody had something to talk about. Those shared experiences, they're few and far between now. You know, we've got 1,000 streamers to choose from and 1 billion choices on each streamer. So, yeah, I miss the ritual of the theater and a lot of other rituals, too. And I think connecting people in that way is not too dissimilar than trying to keep us connected through our shared past.
Is there a website people can go see the trailer, more information? I'm sure it's going to be here in the Philadelphia area, Mike, but I haven't seen where yet.
It's coming. It's going to be in over 1,000 theaters all over the country.
Wow.
You can hold tickets now, and honestly, if you're into this kind of thing, I recommend you do, because we're only going to be out there through the 4th of July, but it's something to stand for, .movie. You can see the trailers, some behind-the-scenes stuff, get tickets, whatever you'd like, but it's a great film for the family, and hopefully after watching it, well, you tell me, you know, does it beg questions?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does it make you want to know more?
Yeah, and I don't see how anybody could see this, Mike, although the opening scene, who knows?
Tom, was Rogan angry at you while watching it? Because Mike specifically says at the start of the film, don't be that guy in the theater that stands up and yells out the name of who it is when he finally realizes it.
No,
I was like, Jefferson! Triple A!
Why would you just yell it out? Stop it already.
It's such a fun movie to watch with others. It really
here
is.
Here with Mike Rowe. Mike, that opening scene, too, the pitting back and forth of the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, who I didn't know, you do come down on the side. Historically, it's correct. But there's no trashing of the Attorney General as much as when you're in the big chair there, you have to make a decision, and the decision was the right decision.
Yeah. Look, it's a whole lot easier today to judge than it is to think. And, you know, part of the fun of looking back is that you do get permission to judge, because it's not until the years go by and we get a little bit smarter and we get a little context that we might have a chance to learn. We're just living in a time where, you know, everything is so fast, everything is so immediate, and everybody has such a deeply held opinion that, well, we're awful judgy here of late, Dom. And,
yeah.
And I think the movie makes that point as well. And we're having a hard time, too, trying to figure out not just how to judge the people who are in office, but look at what's happening to our statues. Look at what's happening to our monuments and memorials. I talked to rangers in the film, park rangers, who start, getting up and cleaning up the graffiti and cleaning up the vandalism. That's a heck of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, though, while you're here, though, something you have to feel good about, and America should, and I've witnessed this from the time I've started in talk radio till now, transformation of people looking at the skilled trades, removal now, and this is a good thing. Here in Pennsylvania, for example, the governor removing all these jobs where the hurdle was you had to have a college degree even to be considered, even though it had nothing to do with it. How is that battle going? And you are in the forefront of this, way ahead of anybody else.
We're winning. I mean, I'm not going to take a victory lap, but there's a lot of room to, there's a lot of reason to think that the ship is turning around. There's a headline in yesterday's Wall Street Journal that talks about Generation Z of all generations being the tool belt generation. They're using social media to capture their life in the trades, and they're becoming influencers now in the same crazy way that the Kardashians managed to do it in fashion. But people are now doing it in plumbing and electric and drywall and heating and air conditioning. And that's part of what I've been saying really needs to happen now for the last 20 years. We need to make work cool again, and we need to show people who are prospering as a direct result of mastering a skill that's in demand. So, look, you can say what you want about Gen Z, but enough of them are stepping up. Enough of them have done the math and realized that going deep, deep, deep into debt for a four-year degree that doesn't guarantee them a job in their chosen field is not always the best path, especially when you got 10 million open positions that companies are dying to fill with people who are simply willing to learn a skill.
Yeah, it's not coming quick enough, I'm sure, to you and everyone else. And, Mike, I was the first in my family to go to college. You may have been or not, I'm not sure. But the idea that we let it infect the system where we look down upon people in these areas, you've led the charge without attacking anybody, but just lifting up the notion of how much this is part of our fabric and how it should be celebrated.
The trap, Dom, in my opinion, is to paint with too broad a brush. That's what we've done. You know, in our attempt to make a more persuasive case for higher education over the last 40 years, we weren't content to simply make the case on its merits. We had to also say that if you don't get a four-year degree, you're screwed. You're going to wind up turning a wrench. You're going to wind up working on a, you know, with some vocational consolation prize, you know. And that's where we went off the rails. We started talking to people as if everyone was the same, as though our brains didn't work differently, as if our workforce wasn't equally reliant on the skilled trades as we are for white-collar positions. So, you know, the thing we have to resist is that, you know, and honestly, it does kind of rhyme with history. You know, when our workforce becomes out of balance, we get lost. We become disconnected from some really relevant things. And when we lose our connection to who we are as a people, when we become disconnected from the past and we don't know how to feel about the men and women who built this country, then we lose some of our collective identity. And the consequences of both of those things are serious. So, you know, it's a privilege to have a seat at the table. And whether it's a foundation or a movie or a TV show or a book or whatever, there's not much else we can do but push the boulder up the hill with a smile and then do it again tomorrow.
And it's working, Mike. Can hardly wait to have our listeners out in theaters. And again, they should get their tickets now. Where's the website? Where do they go for the trailer and everything else?
SomethingToStandFor.com. Sorry, SomethingToStandFor.movie. That's the place to get the tickets. You can watch a trailer. There's some great behind-the-scenes stuff. 27th of this month through the 4th of July.
Mike, thank you. Thanks so much. Hope to see you sometime in Philadelphia, sometime in this area.
You know what? I miss it, man. I used to live in Rittenhouse Square once upon a time.
Whoa.
From what I understand, it's still there.
It is still there. Well, anytime, Mike, we'll host you. Just let us know.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate
it. Take care.
It.
All right. The great Mike Rowe here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, nobody better. That book that I've never printed, he was one of the first ones that agreed to an interview, the teacher that affected him. He was somehow or another, he had this teacher for class, and the guy said, we got this play. You get extra credit or something. And he told him to play the role without a stutter because he was a stutterer.
Hmm.
It's hard to believe. His voice is magical.
It really is.
It really is, yeah. So
such a great storyteller.
Yeah, and we are winning on that front that you can go into these other fields. And that, well, there's evidence on the other side, though. We have people still saddled with incredible amounts of college debt that really don't seem to have a skill or a piece of paper that leads to something that makes them happy and prosperous. So there's still that tension. It's an ongoing battle. One quick thing. President Trump today, creating a stir in Washington, met with both the Senate. Yeah, he met the House and the Senate separately. Criticism already starting because of this phrase. Trump said, America, we are a declining nation. Now, we just had on Mike Rowe talking about the greatness of America, the underpinnings. So the other side has rejected that. Mike kept on talking about the monuments. Yeah. Who are the people that attack the monuments, be it Columbus? They don't want them there. Be it Rizzo. I'll tell you more about that. The committee is moving forward about where the Rizzo statue will be. About the defacing of the monuments on a daily basis, or the Palestinian mob attacking it outside the White House. Oh, June 15th. Okay, June 15th. So I have to mark that down. Yeah. I don't know why I've... So, but it's the 12th Amendment. That's the 12th Amendment. Yeah, 15th, thank you, Dan. Yeah. That's a genius idea, the Electoral College, without a doubt.
How about Bill's, the inventor of the Etzel?
That is a good one.
Quite
yeah.
the genius.
That's how we always have said... Now, when I looked at geniuses, though, Dan, we still say to people, well, he's no Einstein. I don't think anybody... We don't say he's no Bill Gates.
He's no Elon.
We don't say he's no Elon Musk. I'm surprised someone didn't call in with that. He is a genius. Yeah. I think he's on the spectrum a lot, though. But he's arguably a genius, without a doubt.
Can I do one more from Fisher
yes.
Pine?
Yes.
2007, Miss South Carolina?
That would have won. About the American people. And, oh, my God. She did kill a minute somehow or another.
She did.
But Trump speaking, I believe, in the Senate. We are a declining nation. You're not allowed to say that. The other side pounces on that and says you're running down America. If we say we are a nation in decline or a declining nation at that point, we're marrying it to the idea, though, the core, make America great again. Do the things that we know are in our DNA to make America great again. The left, the Biden people in his campaign, is saying, no, you guys wrap yourself in the flag, yet you're denigrating the country. We played you Josh Shapiro this week, saying he's sick of Trump whining about how bad things are in America. Well, buddy, let's get middle-class America, not the stooges you put in there, Josh Shapiro, and let's ask them how they feel when they go to the grocery. Let's talk about Americans having to make decisions. This is where I get crazy. I couldn't debate this guy. It would be ferocious. About, well, we can't eat out anymore because of what's happened here. That's not America, Josh Shapiro. I don't know what America you live in, but that's not America. Let's debate on this. It wouldn't be like Doug Mastriano. 855-839-1210. So how are we in decline? Well, we're in decline when you look at the weakness around the world that's exhibited. We saw it at the G7. You think people like Putin and these others and the Chinese are looking at Biden today at the G7. The annex again that are clear, this guy doesn't even know where he is. And they're going to have respect that we will do whatever we have to do to prevent their incursions, Taiwan or wherever it might be. You really think that? No. Do you think we're prospering when Americans are not feeling it's a strange prosperity when Americans are diminished whenever they shop, whenever they take a look at their personal finances, by and large, they're diminished. And quite a bit. And they don't see any way out of this. Robert of Ben Salem made a great point today about how would we truly get out of this inflation cycle? How much of it is baked in? How many years is it going to take to do that? A lot. It's not just a declining rate. It's what we've already experienced. And we know the reason why. And I don't care what anyone says, it's obvious. Biden was going to spend big to be big. That's what was in his mind, to be a significant president. He did not have to spend all this money, all this largesse. And we know what it produces. It drives out private money. We know when government money is printed, spent in this way, we know what the result is. We're living it. Joe of Exton here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Tom, and good Thursday afternoon. My personal genius is George Soros. Soros flees the Hungary during the Second World War and comes to America. He comes to America penniless and then becomes known as someone who amasses a great amount of wealth. Dom, I have a side question for you.
A side question.
A positive one of George Soros, Joe.
Joe, go ahead.
How does the country of Hungary produce people of high intellectual capacity? Eugene Ormandy of the Philadelphia Orchestra was Hungarian.
I'm Hungarian.
I think it's the goulash. No, they're very elevated, university type of society, Joe.
With Joe on the phone, can I insert one more answer? I'm going to submit Joe of Exton as a genuine genius, Joe.
Absolutely.
Because your IQ's got to be above at least like 140, right?
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
You had been telling the audience that you were Polish background.
Half Polish, half Hungarian, yes.
Yeah. And then one day you mentioned Hungarian. Hmm? But when you said Hungarian, my esteem for you went up tenfold.
See, true genius, Aaron.
Thank you, Joe.
140 IQ.
All right, Dan, you're the Hungarian. You should be able to get Joe to come to Dom Giordano. That is going to be the prize today. Jimmy Matthews. I want to look around our round table there. You know, the head table at Mulligan's, right under the TV, et cetera. See Joe of Exton, the Earl of Tacony, of course, Robin, our Wales guy, and Jimmy Matthews. Now, that's an all-star lineup.
When I saw George Soros up on the board, I did not expect it to be on the genuine column there.
Yeah, exactly.
Some compliments for Hungarians.
Exactly.
You never know a Joe, right?
Exactly. Leslie Bryn Mawr certainly is a knight of the round table. Or a lady of the round table. Let's go to Leslie. Hey, Leslie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Aloha.
Aloha.
So I'm really stumped by this backlash on Trump that we're country in decline. It's the Democrats have been pushing what a failing nation we are.
Exactly.
And we treat people terribly and, you know, they're the ones that have pushed the narrative that we're a bad country.
Yes.
So Trump is saying, yeah, I agree with you. You guys are pulling it down. We are a nation in decline. So
right. Trump is not saying that as a foundational principle, to your point. He's talking about metrics of our style of life for our people, our stance in the world as far as being to take advantage by other countries. But Leslie, this is the best thing they've had, and the media helps them by going along with this.
But they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Right, but I would tell listeners, pay attention to this guy because he's cagey. As much as I'd love to debate him. When Josh Shapiro plays that card, we played this week. That's what's on their minds. He's better than a lot of them. And that's where he went. How dare you stop whining and running down the country?
Well, I can't hear Josh Shapiro. Do you know? I just turn him off. He's beyond. I just can't handle him. I'm not interested in anything he has to say. And I also find it interesting if he's such a front runner for the Dems, he's off in the back room a lot, he doesn't get the airtime that Newsom does and some of these other folks. So how is it that he thinks I know he thinks he is the future president, but I don't see other Dems really supporting him.
Give him a little bit of time. Don't underestimate him. I'll tell you that he's the guy that I'm watching. Leslie, who's the genius?
Well, you guys said it already. Miss South Carolina.
Okay. Yes. That's a very
Twitter
good
answer,
one. Thanks,
yeah,
Leslie. Don't underestimate Josh Shapiro. Okay. More than Newsom, more than any of that. We'll see. And this whole idea, Newsom, you're just going to tag him in. I don't know that he's been vetted enough. All I can say is, Dan, in person, he is stunning. I say that one guy to another. I mean, he just looks at the whole thing. Is that too much? Is that an advantage? Or does it seem too California, too plastic. We'll see. He's not tagging in, though. Joe Biden is going to find his way there no matter what, even though he can't find his way around Italy right now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.